Hey guys, welcome to Animal Jam. We're back at it again. As always, it's me, your host, Alex. And who do I got with me today?
Matthew, the robot.
Mm-hmm.
Brandon.
Uh-oh, that's a new voice.
Yeah.
Oh,
new voice. Keith is out this week. His butthole fell out. So he's getting that put back in.
Ooh. Condolences. Is it a painful process?
No, it happens to him every once in a while. When you do this sort of butthole athletics that he does.
Yeah.
You know?
Is the reattaching process painful?
No, he has a very specific doctor. They've worked through all of the things. It's like when you go to the orthodontist the first time, you're like, this is going to suck. And at the end, you're like, oh, it's just like another day in the office. Getting my butthole reattached.
Absolutely.
So we have Brandon on. We're going to have a little exciting, fun time. Just the three of us talking about animals. And that's that. You know how we do.
Yeah, can't wait to dive into it.
All right, dude. Let's dive, guys.
Mm.
Dive straight in.
I'm getting my scuba deer right now.
All right, so that was our new official intro song. That's right, baby.
Yeah, that was really fancy.
That was wild.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, baby.
That's the crowd.
Yeah. So that's a band that I listen to called Consider the Source. The song is called Closer to Home. You should listen to the whole thing. They gave us the rights to use that. They're pretty freaking dope, dude. I'm loving their stuff. Been listening to it a lot. So they're the new official theme song to Animal Jam. And then and guess what? We're starting off hot this week. Welcome to Animal Jam ASMR. Yeehaw! Yeehaw! Go! 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 Yeah, so if you guys like animal noises, you've come to the right ASMR channel this week.
Congratulations.
You guys
found it.
Damn, I've been looking for some new ASMR because, you know, it gets boring listening to the same chick comb her hair every week or whatever, but
you know, sometimes what I'll do is I'll just get my external speaker. It's got like a bunch of bass. I'll just put it in the corner and I'll just play like pro female porn, like feminist porn.
Okay,
specifically.
So what's that?
ASMR.
It's porn made by females, and it's supposed to be less objectifying or something.
Is this a real thing?
It's like romantic porn. It's
cool.
So I'll just play that in the corner, and that's how I relax.
So it's basically just a soap opera.
Exactly. It's a soap opera, and that sounds actually like that's getting me like all kind of romantic feelings right now.
Yeah, it's like sensual instead of just hate fucking.
Yeah, that's what I'm all about.
Absolutely.
Shit, hold on. I had something on deck and you got me all fucking twisted, dog.
I'm thinking about this feminist porn. You gonna go watch some after the show?
I don't know if I will. Probably not. That's not my thing.
Yeah, definitely not on my end.
Yeah.
It sounds kind of boring. That's,
you gotta know from me, dog.
Alright, I understand.
Mm-hmm. I want a girl to fuck a guy like he's an animal and she's its owner. What's the opposite? Like when feminists are, like, not feminists, but like when women are in power and the men are weak and feeble.
I want a woman to try to kill me with her vagina.
Yeah.
Is it like a dominatrix or something?
Yeah.
She just
dominatrix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you know that word? Are you secretly a dominatrix, Brandon?
No, I'm just a connoisseur of large words.
He just remembers them so for this specific occasion where he can throw them into conversation. He's standing in the back away from everyone. He's like, you're talking about a dominatrix.
In case you didn't know.
The technical term is dominatrix. You can't see me, but I pushed up my glasses as I said it.
Oh, yeah. That's my username in my online profiles, Dominatrix. No.
I'll give you like a
Damn,
six.
That was a two. That was a blowout. Speaking of bad names, you know what I've been thinking about the other day? How dumb the name Walkie Talkie is and how we just accept it.
Yeah?
That's what a two-year-old would name it.
That's what I'm saying. It's a pretty baby name.
How come everyone talks about it? Like, the fucking, you'll get like a military conference and they'll say fucking Walkie Talkie. I'm like, this is insane. This is seriously what a baby would name it.
It's kind of what they are, though.
Yeah, but nothing else is.
You're walking and talking.
I understand.
What do you call it if you stay like still while you use it? It's just
it's a standy speaky. No, nothing else like is named that way. I mean, I guess some things are named stupid, dumb shit. But, like candles.
I mean,
candles are like called candles. They're not called like wax burnies or anything.
I think the problem is the IE ending, because they we say like I don't know, microwave, but we like that's okay because it is what it does. But
if we called it a foodie hottie, we didn't call it a foodie hottie,
spinny hotter.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. We should start calling everything like that. It's definitely more enjoyable. We're doing I can't think of anything else. Fuck this.
We're doing a talkie laffy right now.
Yeah, we're doing a talkie walkie. We're not walking.
Oh man.
Oh shit. So yeah, just the three of us. We got newbies here this week, and what are we talking about this week, Matthew?
I want to blast out a topic right. Well, we're gonna be talking about animals, but I do want to blast out a topic before we get started here.
Mm-hmm.
I want to start with Brandon here. I'm gonna go ahead and put him on the spot. Brandon, can you tell us if it's happened? Have you ever shit yourself as an adult?
As an adult?
Well,
like, what do you...
Yeah, well...
Like, what age do you consider adult? Like, past 18?
I would say, like, past 15.
Yeah.
You should
15?
Not... Yeah.
I mean, we all have, right? Like...
Yeah, everybody's
absolutely.
Had to.
Absolutely. I poop myself all the time.
I poop myself regularly.
Let's not get it mistaken, though. I have complete sphincter control.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. I poop myself because I allowed it to happen.
Right.
You know?
Either my senses have been fooled or I wanted to feel the warm goodness.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm going to actually step in, and Brandon could think about his time in his life if he has one, because I know one right off the dome.
All right, go ahead.
When I was about 23, so this was probably 5 or 6 years ago.
All right.
We were at a bar. I was with Keith and some other friends. We got kicked out, no surprise. And we're in the parking lot, and these guys were accosting us, and me and Keith were being model citizens, and we didn't want to get in a fight, and we didn't want any involvement with it. So we said, F this, we're going to walk back to the bar we were just in, and we're going to get the cops. They have cops posted outside. So we run past them. We're running to the cops. We go to the cops. They are no help whatsoever. They're like, no, it's not our jurisdiction. We're seriously a block away in a parking garage. So we're like, well, they're not going to help us with our friends who are about to get in a fight, so let's just go back. So we start running back, and at this time I'm like, man, I really have to fart. So we're running. Like, we're running pretty hard. I'm wearing jeans and a t-shirt. It's kind of tight.
Man.
I like my clothes tight. I let out a fart, and sometimes when you let out a fart, you're like, this is extremely hot. And you know that there's something else on deck. So I was like getting to that point where I was like pushing out a little more. I was bargaining. I was on the, there's a fine line between fart and shart. And I was pushing the envelope. And so I cut it off. I have that sphincter control. I said, no, I'm done farting. I'm done with that one. Cut it off mid fart. And I was like, oh, cool. I nipped it in the bud. So we go back. The fight was over. We missed everything. We get in the car. We start driving. And we're like, I don't know, we're like 15 minutes away from home. And they're like, what smells? And I was like, yeah, I shit myself. And then so they pulled over. I ran. This is like 3 in the morning now because we had left the bar. And I ran behind a warehouse and I threw my underwear out. And then we went back to my buddy's house and started drinking again. So there was, I did a little bit leaked out. I thought it was just a very hot fart. But there was actually a little bit of substance behind it.
there's always, like, in almost every story, there's always, like, the shameful, like, disposal of your underwear somehow.
Yeah. It wasn't shameful in any way. I didn't get, no one cared. I just had poop in my underwear, and I had to get rid of it.
You just got rid of it, though.
What's that?
You guys just kept partying. You didn't stop at all.
Oh, no, we went back to my friend's house, and we drank a little more after that.
Did you shower first before you drank?
No.
Why would he?
Yeah, I didn't. It was like a little bit of poop.
Yeah.
It was a little bit of poop. Like, everyone has a little bit of poop on them at all times.
There was no residual. All right, I understand.
Exactly. And I do have another one, too, now that I'm thinking of it off the top of my head. One time, so I was probably 16 or 17. I was living with my parents still in high school. And I remember I walked down, it was a Saturday. I walked downstairs from my room. I was eating a bowl of cereal, and I farted. And I just said to my sister and my father, I just shit my pants. And then I went upstairs and took a shower.
Wow.
That was it.
That was really blunt.
Yeah, a lot more. Sometimes, see, I'm telling you, I have sphincter control. I was allowing it out because I thought that it was just a fart. But sometimes it feels like a fart, and it's actually hot and wet, like oatmeal.
What I hate is when it's like a literal bubble, and you're like, that's got to be a fart bubble. But no, it's just a bubble of molten poo liquid.
Oh, have you had that happen to you?
Oh, hasn't everybody?
Tell us, who else has got a poop their pants story?
I have many, but most of mine have happened in private. It's only happened once in public.
What do you mean in public?
Like, I've only shat myself in a public setting once. All the other times have been in the comfort of my own home.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
Wait, not even like public toilets? Like,
I think that's like.
I have a fear of public bathrooms.
Why?
I don't know. I had like a nightmare.
That's not uncommon. I know some other people like that too.
I had a nightmare when I was younger that like I got blasted against a wall, and then I had an out of body experience when I
holy shit,
just got blasted.
What the fuck like, are you talking about?
It was a dream. So like I don't know if something exploded or if I got hit away. It was a very long time ago. It was over 10 years ago. I got blasted against the wall and I came out of my body as a spirit and I could just see myself slumped over on the floor and I'm like, I'm never fucking going into a public bathroom.
Wow.
Ever.
This guy was in some war or something. I don't know.
Dude, people are usually just like, I don't like the germs. Damn.
Well, that too. Like, if I really have to go, I'm a brave man. I can face my fears.
I'm the opposite. I think I will only poop in public bathrooms. I have to go right now. Like when we're done with this, I'm gonna walk down to the gas station. The guy knows me because I come every day. I'm gonna say, "Hey, just taking a shit, pal. No biggie. I don't like doing it at home. I like to be out in the world."
Yeah, and if I recall correctly, Do they even have a public bathroom, or do they just let you use the employee one?
Well, sometimes, if somebody's in it, I have to just go against the wall in the back of the building behind the dumpster. But that's not a big deal, either. That's extremely public. I like that even better.
Right, right. Anyway, so
Brandon.
I've only shit myself once in public.
Oh, yes.
We went out for Chinese food, and on the way there, you've heard it's all same old song and dance, you know, you think it's a fart, you're pretty sure it's a fart, you let it out very slowly, you're like, yeah, this is probably a fart, and then it's not a fart.
Yeah.
So I didn't tell anybody, I didn't have this moment of honesty like you did. I went to the bathroom, you know, even though I was scared to, I went to the public bathroom, and there was somebody else in the bathroom with me, and I couldn't, like, take off my shoes and my pants and then my underwear to get my underwear off. So I ripped my underwear apart.
Oh my God.
My bare hands.
This is like such a perfect characterization of you. You're too afraid to take your pants off to clean off your dirty asshole. So you will just shred your underwear from your body.
I didn't want anybody knowing. Like I didn't want anybody like, whoa, this guy's fucking taking off his shoes and his pants in here.
I think that would be like cooler. They'd be like, man, he's real comfortable in there. Instead they just hear like ripping and tearing. Yeah.
It was. I did it real quietly.
If I saw someone taking their clothes off in the stall, I'd be like, oh, they're changing. Oh, they're wiping. They like to poop naked or something. If I heard the noise of fabric tearing in there, I would say someone is being raped in that toilet stall. And I would have to bust in and see and save them. But
I was very sneaky about it.
How can you sneakily rip your underwear off of yourself?
Clearly, you've never been in this situation.
No, because I just man up and tell people what's happened in my pants.
I should have. I didn't want to, like, burst out, like, open the stall and be like, hey, yeah, you know, I shouldn't
have. Hey, FYI, pal, I'm going to be disrobing in here. I crapped myself a little bit ago.
That's what I should have said. I should have been like...
Yeah, fair warning, Brandon, to anyone. I'm about to get nude and dispose of my underwear.
I did shit myself.
Damn. Well, Brandon, have you ever crapped yourself in your adult life?
I have, but I mean, it was just run-of-the-mill, typical, I feel the fart coming, and and like you guys just said, it was more than just a fart. Some other tag-alongs at the end.
Yeah.
They made their appearance, their debut.
Oh, shit.
But I mean, like, my main reasoning, like, my out for this is that, like, the only time it happens is, like, when I don't have access to a bathroom. Like, if I was, like, stuck on a long car ride. So, like,
yeah.
And I'm, like, telling people, like, yo, my stomach is killing me. Like, I need a bathroom stat. And, like,
yeah.
They're just not hearing me out, or they're just not caring. And then they have to deal with the smell, you know, until we get
yeah.
to someplace to take care of it.
Well, that's a good way to get them to pull over, is you just crap. And then you're like, well,
like,
time's up, boys.
I feel like you're trying to put the blame on everybody else. Like, you're like, all the times I've ever pooped myself was not my fault. I did everything within my power.
No, I'm with
no,
him.
We just couldn't lock
well,
it
I
down.
Mean,
I'm not saying...
Sitting,
I'm
if
not.
You're sitting shotgun and you're sitting as a Go passenger, ahead. Like, what are you supposed to do? Like jump out the car? Like throw your ass
Yeah, put your
out
ass
the
out the window?
Like,
I'm not saying it is your fault. I just like how you're like immediately...
Well, you know what's funny? So we're all farters who tried to let out a gas leak and ended up with, you know, a full-on explosion. Mm-hmm. But I do have a really funny story. One of my brother's friends told me once. He used to work at some factory where you had to wear, like, a jumpsuit. So he's wearing, like, the full jumpsuit where it's, like, you've got... I don't know if it was, like, a cold factory or something, but he was, like... He has, like, a half-hour drive home, and he's, like, as soon as I get in my car... I feel that I have to shit. So he's like, I'll just get home as fast as I can. Well, there was a traffic jam. So he's like, I'm going, I'm trying my best to hold it in. I'm sweating trying
Ooh.
To get there in time. So he's like, I get about 10 minutes away from my house. He's like, I'm not going to make it. And he fully committed to it. He just took the whole shit in his pants because he couldn't hold it in anymore. Yeah. What a hero. That guy knew that there was poop coming. And he said, I'm not holding this anymore. I'll deal with the cleanup.
He just let it all out.
And he just let it all out. He just did the entire thing in his pants.
He pushed it out. He didn't just let it out.
Oh, yeah. He. Well, it was pushing itself. And he said, you know what? You win. It's time.
That's a hard
Get on out
hit.
Here.
That's a lot of cleanup.
Yeah. And I honestly admire that. Someone says, I'm not waiting for the toilet anymore. The world
yeah,
is my toilet.
I mean, if you're going to suffer longer and not make it, like, you might as well just let it out at that point, you know?
Exactly.
I don't know. I think I would have tried to go to the last, like, fight them to the last inch, you know?
I've never, I don't think, in my adult life have been to the point where I am afraid that it's going to come out without me pushing it. I'm
yeah.
always in control.
Yeah, I've never had a moment, like, the only times I've ever... had a poo problem was because I thought it was a fart. I've
yeah.
never actually not had enough control.
Yeah. I got my sphincter on lockdown. Nothing in or out without my permission.
Absolutely.
You know, I'm the bouncer here. All right, we've been talking about shit for a very long time, so let's move
we
on.
We have been. That took a... We went on
yeah.
a tirade.
It's a good topic. But let's get started into some of these animals. Who wants to go first?
I went first last time, but I do not mind going first again.
Okay.
Yeah, you almost volunteered nice. There. You're like, I went first last time, but I also am okay with going first again.
I did volunteer because I want to go first.
Okay, go do it. Do your thing.
So, the wonderful avian friend that I've decided to
teach you about today.
What are you doing?
I'm doing my part.
Why are you talking like that?
What do you mean? That's my regular voice.
No, it's not.
That's not your voice.
I'm just reading. I'm going to go ahead and continue reading. Is the seagull. So seagulls are generally associated with the sea. I mean, it's in the name.
The letter C. The letter C.
Yeah. Yeah. Seagull.
It's from Sesame Street.
And I'm sure we've all been on the beach and had our food stolen from us. But seagulls can be found.
Actually,
no,
my food
not
gets
me.
Stolen. Yeah.
No.
You've never let your food get stolen?
No. Why would I let somebody do that?
I was like seven.
Animals can tell I have a kind heart, and they typically do not attack me or harm me.
I've never been harmed.
Yeah, they don't come down and take my food either.
I didn't buy the food, but food that was part of my family's was taken.
Was it in your hand?
The alpha.
It was not in my hands. I've never seen them rip something out of somebody's hands. I've only ever seen them just be like, oh, you're not looking at that? Well, now you're never looking at it again.
It's because you didn't assert yourself. If you show them you're an alpha, like, they're not going to
You're right. You're right. Seven-year-old me should have stood up. Should have put his foot down.
If you want to prove you're the alpha to some seagulls that are trying to steal your food, you get an ice cream cone, you put the cone part in your asshole, and you make them take it out of there.
Alright.
Then they have to eat your ass food.
I'll keep that in mind.
But only after you shoot yourself.
And they don't really know what's happening, because they're just animals running on instinct, but you know in the back of your head that you really won.
Alright.
Is it gay to put food in your asshole? To embarrass animals?
Oh, if it's to embarrass animals. I mean, if you have a plan.
The intent is everything when it comes to...
Yeah, nothing's gay if you're not doing it for gay reasons.
Well, then, can you say yes, homo, during a characteristically straight act to make it gay?
I think I'd need some examples. What's a characteristically straight act?
Wow, virgin, how about male-female sex?
Can you describe it to me?
You put the ding dong in the girl hole, the slime hole.
Okay, I'm writing.
And you park it there.
Okay,
and you just wait.
All right. At which point do you say yes, homo?
When you're fucking her. You're in a chick.
What if a gay man was doing that just as like an experiment?
Oh shit. Oh, shit.
Like, trying to be like it's an inside job or something, you know?
If you say yes, homo, when you're fucking a girl, you turn her into a lesbian.
Oh, no.
What if you're thinking it's a guy? Like, what if you're pretending it's Robert Downey Jr.'s ass that you're fucking?
It's gay. I think we just said that intent.
Yeah, I just
want to
make sure.
Yeah. So, yes, right, I guess so. You could say yes. So, my question is answered. Yes, you can make it gay if you say yes, homo, and you're thinking about a guy.
Basically,
I have to. I have some serious questions I have to ask myself later. Then,
oh no. So, like, is there stuff that you can do that's accidentally gay?
Oh, like if you. What if you have the wrong thought in your head at the wrong time?
If I'm high fiving Brandon and I'm thinking about, you know, our friendship, like what? How much do I have to be thinking about him to pass that barrier into homosexuality?
I mean, if you're touching his hand and you're thinking it's his penis, I think you've gone too far.
Yeah, that's probably a clear sign.
What if it's like, you know, you get intrusive thoughts? What if you high five and just for a split second you think about his dick?
In what context?
Yeah, in what context?
Just like, I wonder what his pecker looks like when it's hard.
I mean, I think we've all questioned that.
Yeah.
About everybody.
I mean, are you thinking about it because you want it, or are you just thinking about it like that curiosity?
Like scientifically.
Scientifically, yeah. I mean, that's no emotion whatsoever. That's not.
Okay, so what if what if a man is having sex with a man, but just for scientific purposes, to see what it's like?
Well, I mean, that's like the same thing with the gay man having sex with a woman, you know?
It's straight.
Science, yeah.
Yeah. Damn, that's pretty cool. We just like totally dropped a bomb on the entire scientific gay sex community.
Yeah, they could just say everything's an experiment.
I'm just seeing what it's like, man. I'm just experimenting.
This is just for research purposes.
I'm not gay. I just want to see if I still like the taste of cock.
You never know.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I totally got you off track. What were you talking about? Seagulls.
Yeah, I don't, you know, you want me to just keep going?
Yeah, I do.
Like a beta.
So people generally consider seagulls to be associated with the sea, but seagulls
dude, you
can
got
be found...
fucking pwned, dude. You just got pwned by us, dude.
He's trying to shrug
you
it
guys
off.
You guys got me.
We pwned you, dude. You got fucking uber pwned, you bitch.
Yeah, I had like a 20-second respawn timer. It sucked.
Yeah, and then you came back and we team killed you again.
Damn.
Spawn camped him, dude.
You guys are deplorable.
Yeah, dude, we're fucking. Please don't deplore me, dude. Not just like Trump wants to. He wants to deplore all the Mexicans.
I'm gonna
nailed it.
I'm gonna report you guys. My uncle works for Minecraft, so just watch out.
Is he the shit, one that let your food get stolen too?
Ooh.
This is a hostile environment.
Okay, tell us about the seagull.
I was just happy to be here, but
I'm waiting to hear about the seagull. Dude.
Yeah, dude, you gotta power through. We're teaching.
They
you
can
a
be found pretty much anywhere.
Perfect.
In over 20 different species, including species that inhabit the Arctic or deserts, sometimes far away from the water. And they're really old. They've existed on this planet for like 30 million years.
Holy shit, that's a long ass time.
Yeah. So they're not too picky. They eat insects, smaller rodents, reptiles, fish, etc., etc. And of course, they'll also steal your leftovers. So here's my question. If they've been on the Earth for 30 million years... and they are now stealing our leftovers. Do you think they've just been stealing food like the ancient lunchroom bullies and we're just on their turf now?
No, I mean, 30 million years ago, what kind of animals were around? Woolly mammoths and shit? I don't think that they're stealing. They're not like...
Okay.
They're not...
What about 15 million years ago?
I don't know what was around then. I'm not up to date on that. I'm going to research this.
I think they're just stealing leftovers because there's weak... people like you that will let them.
All right.
Okay, oh,
so
shit.
That's irrelevant.
Well, I mean,
no, he has a
point. How else are they going to steal leftovers? They're not stealing leftovers from woolly mammoths.
Yeah.
They've never taken it out of my hands, okay?
And you let them?
They've never done that, is what I'm saying.
All right, then in what way did they steal food that belonged to you?
Food that belonged to my family.
To your family. Saying.
Yeah,
even
like somebody
more
else's food. I don't care about my family's food. I hope seagulls steal all of it.
Oh, shit, dude. This is starting to get into alpha territory.
I got to finish my food, so I really wasn't too broken up about it.
Obviously you are, if you remember to this day when you were what? You said 7?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. You seem to be talking about it a whole lot more than I am, so I'm just going to go ahead and... So not only are these thieving birds, because they will steal food from other birds and animals, and they will go so far as to eat younger members of their own species.
Holy shit.
So they're also cannibals. So you can go ahead and put that list on the reason that seagulls are pure evil.
That's what I call an alpha.
It is pretty alpha.
To eat your young?
Yeah, to eat anything. Just be like, this is mine now, and I'm going to put it in my mouth, and there's nothing you can do about it.
That sounds gay as shit, dude.
No research.
Damn.
But the bill comes due, because seagulls are majorly predated by bigger birds, like eagles.
I don't think predatored is a word.
Predated? Preyed
upon.
Preyed upon.
Preyed upon.
I have... Preyed upon.
Eaten up by.
Keep it simple.
So, yeah, that's the way to do it.
That's the walkie-talkie of...
of
being
predatory, yeah.
They might be thieves, and they might be cannibals, but at least they believe in monogamy.
Aw.
Yep, they mate with one partner for the rest of their life, and that is pretty much the only admirable trait about seagulls.
That is pretty admirable, though.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And it doesn't really, I don't know how much it balances the scales on the whole stealing food and eating their own babies.
Well, I mean, some of those can go either way. I think stealing food's kind of cool, and I think eating your own babies is extremely cool, so I don't think they're evil in any way.
All right, well, if we base... You have, like, your own personal thing where you just judge people in coolness.
Well, there is no... In. Yeah, there's no, like, universal set of ethics and morality, so, you know, everything's fucking human construct.
Yeah, it's all abstract.
Exactly.
It's made up.
Time can suck my dick. Everybody's wrong but me, and
what,
I think
I'm supposed to... I'm supposed to just not kill people because somebody told me to?
Exactly. Who told you to? No one even
knows,
really.
Who are they to decide whether or not I should be allowed to kill people?
Exactly.
Yeah, seagulls sound great.
Yeah.
By the way, my opinion.
I think dogs.
We can all take a lesson from seagulls. You know, if you really want to get respect in life, you have to start taking people's food and eating their babies.
I guess they are kind of the bullies of the beach.
That's what I'm saying, man. We're just on their turf, man. We entered their area, and they're like, what, I'm not supposed to steal? Man's got to eat.
Yeah. It's like somebody walks into my house with a brownie and expects me not to slap it out of their hand and then eat it.
How dare they?
What else you got?
So they will, these couples for life will actually group up in colonies of up to like 30 seagulls. But they're still very territorial, even within their own colony. Probably because they steal food and eat each other's babies.
Mm-hmm.
Not exactly the kind of neighborhood that you keep your doors unlocked.
Mm-hmm. What are you eating?
I was flipping the piece of paper with all my seagull facts.
It sounds fucking terrible. That noise is awful.
I'll never do it again.
You need to learn how to be silent when you need, and how to be, you know, rambunctious at other times, boisterous even.
Yeah, like inside voice, outside voice. Like, mm-hmm. This is a kindergarten concept.
Yeah, concept, yeah. Oh, Jinx, we have to kiss each other after this.
Oh, drat.
I guess that's
for
also...
science, though, right?
Yeah, well, if you jinx someone, it's not gay.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm basically forced to.
That's how I get out of tickets all the time. A cop will come up to my window, and he'll say license, and I'll go, and registration, and we'll say it at the same time, and I jinx his ass.
Dang, that's really
And then
smart.
I said, Jinx, you gotta either kiss me on the mouth, on camera, or you gotta let me go, dude. And he says, I ain't gay. And then he backs away slowly, and then I drive off.
Do they ever kiss you?
Very rarely. But then they would have to arrest me, and after they kiss me, they start to question, was this for science? Was this for love? And then
it's almost a trap, though.
It is.
If they arrest you, you could just take it to court and say, I mean, this officer kissed me.
Exactly.
I don't know why. Like, you gotta check the cameras.
I have video evidence.
Yeah, but then they'll say, oh, it's the rules of Jinx, and they would understand. The rules of Jinx will hold up in the Supreme Court, I guarantee
you. Well, just don't record that part.
Why would I be recording it? The cop would be recording it.
Oh. I thought you were going to record him kissing you.
No.
Well, the cop's dash cam would see it.
Mm-hmm. Well, cops have body cams now.
You're right. I don't know if they wouldn't get the audio, though, would they?
I'm not sure.
That's
we'll test it
part.
Out.
That's perfect, then. They'll only see you kiss him.
Yeah.
Or him
They'll
kiss
see the cop
you.
Lean in. Yeah.
Has to be very forceful looking.
Damn, I'm really good at pulling this cop use excessive force with his mouth. Damn, I'm really good at accidentally derailing your bits, Matt. I apologize.
I'm pretty much done over here now.
Oh, you're
I have a little bit. I have more written down, but you know, it's not important.
We've killed.
How about you?
We killed your mojo.
How about you just talk about your animal?
I'm going to talk. I have a lot to talk about. It's the California condor.
Ooh.
Yes, thank you.
Where's it from?
California.
What is it?
Whoa.
The condor.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's almost...
California.
It's almost like a walkie-talkie. Like, it is from California, and it is
yeah.
a condor.
I think
exactly
if it was like... I think a West Coast Flappy is a good one.
Is it a California condor or a Californian?
Can you not hear me? It's a California condor.
Is it sometimes called a Cali condor?
Yeah. You just did it right now.
How about a Cali con? Cali con.
Cali Connie.
Cali Connie.
A Cali Connie. They're actually fucking cool as hell and super complex, and I have a ton of info. We could do a whole show on these badasses.
If they were to wear a wig, what color would the wig be?
Black.
All right. Damn, sleek.
Yeah. It's Posh Spice style.
I think that's all the information I need about
it. Yeah, okay, I'm done.
I'm on board.
I'm doing the California Condor, and if they were to wear a wig, they'd be a black Posh Spice wig. Brandon, your turn.
Okay.
Okay, I'm about to do what I usually do and take an animal that nobody likes or is afraid of or thinks they're ugly and stupid and make you love them more than you love that thing that you love so much, you fucking dingus.
Feminist porn.
So in 1987, the U.S. pulled a real OG move, and they snatched up all the leftover California condors in the whole zone. There's only 27 left at the time. Part of the reasons for their extinction actually dates back to like an ancient era where humans would drive creatures like the mastodon and these other like megafauna to extinction, and thus the large meals for the condors went bye-bye. Mm-hmm. And then in the 19th and 20th centuries, they were hunted by poachers and egg collectors. And then so like urban sprawl, as California was creeping further and further out, the cities were getting bigger and bigger. They had less space to live. And now this is crazy. Lead poisoning. So bullets would be left in the carcasses of animals they would eat, and then from like hunters, and they would eat that, and the lead from the bullets would poison them. And that's actually still like bad to this day, hurts them.
Wow.
So, yeah, there's only 27 of them left. So what they did with these condors was raid them selectively and aggressively in captivity. But in order to feed the babies adequately and keep them from imprinting on the human keepers, they would make realistic leather hand puppets of an adult condor head that they would use to feed the children. Yeah, that's how much these damn scientists love these birds.
Just like mama used to do.
Mm-hmm. It's like if I pretended to be my mom and I let my baby brother drink my breast milk. But I did do that.
With like a hand puppet that looked just like your mom.
It's just like my mom's titty hanging off my chest.
Yeah.
You know, kill two birds with one stone. Well, that's a bad expression for this. We're talking
about birds. Why would you say that?
Save two birds with one puppet. Got
how,
it.
How?
Well, the reason it worked is because they have a breeding behavior called double clutching. It's actually been reported that when you had the first 27 in captivity, the head keeper quoted the famous Dom Toretto in saying, "You almost had me? You never had me. You never even had your car. Granny shifting, not double clutching like you should. Thank you, everyone." That's from Fast and Furious. Good night, Pennsylvania. You guys never heard that line? Double clutching? No, someone will get that and they'll like it.
Guys,
quick. Quick comment on something to let us know if you got it. Hear how that impacted you and how.
If somebody understood that before I said that it was from Fast and the Furious, because as soon as I heard double clutching, that's what I thought. If you got it, let me know. I want to get vindication on this. I think I'm right. We got some older peeps listening to this.
Impress your friends with how clever you are. You know, go ahead and feel free
that's
to
what
brag
this,
about.
That's what this podcast is for. What double clutching really means is that if the condor pair raises their chick and they lose that egg within the first 2 years, they'll make a new one in the same season. And they'll do the same thing again with the second egg. So the keepers would steal the first eggs discreetly. The condors would think that they lost the baby and they would make another one and then they would steal it again. So sometimes it would double or triple their egg production. But then they would have to raise it on their own using the puppets so that they would eat, because they have to eat from their parents.
The pros and cons of saving lives.
Yeah. Well, it actually brings up a huge thing. This is why I said it would take an entire episode. It's like, is it really worth saving them if we're bringing them in captivity? And it goes on to say that, like, a lot of them, they never had parental upbringing due to this weird captivity raising method, and they're not afraid of humans. They did not stay away from humans. The first group of condors that were released from captivity in 1991 were not acting like condors. The zoo-bred, like, generation would, like, swoop past windows in resorts because they would, like, resort, like, the people staying in the resort would, like, clap for them and stuff and, like, sometimes throw them food. They would, like, nip at hikers' shoelaces and like untie their shoes on stuff like that. They would not stay away from people. A field crew in Arizona actually told the New York Times in 2003 they'd seen four condors experimenting with what they appeared to be group sex. Yeah.
How'd the experiment go?
Oh, there was loads of cum. Condor cummy. Cali condi cummies. And it was nuts.
Nice. That's triple C, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Cali Connie Cummy. That's a good store name.
Yeah, that's
a
band
name. brand name.
Store name. What are you going to sell there?
What do you think?
Only the necessities.
Only the necessities, baby. We'll leave it at that. But it's fucking nuts. I think like the natural lesson to be learned here is if you aren't left to develop some of your own natural instinct, you'll do tricks and show off for the approval of humans and then engage in group sex.
That's how
I get my
food.
See what all the fuss is about.
Yes, research.
Strippers wonder, of the world?
Like, are they condors anymore? Like,
yeah.
Because they're not. They don't act like condors. It's almost like they've lost part of who they were, you know?
Yeah.
They're just doors.
It's like. You know, I mean, well, they can still do some cool stuff. They can fly up to 100 miles each day in search of food. You know, they'll read the wind and build their nests in caves carved into cliff faces. They can navigate complex social hierarchy. They're actually, this is cool too, they're the largest birds in North America.
Wow.
But like this captive breeding has saved their numbers, but has it changed the essence of wild condors? Is that worthwhile to save them but change their behavior fundamentally? So to all of our listeners, I want a 3-page or longer essay turned into me by next week on the topic of Cali condies. You know?
You will be graded on grammar and spelling. Mm-hmm. So.
Take these questions.
MLA 2018 format, by the way.
Yes, absolutely. Thanks guys for the help there.
Mm-hmm, no
just
problem.
take these questions into consideration. Anyone who fails or does not turn in a report will be found, and you better believe we got some prizes in store for your ass.
Like?
That's a surprise, Matthew. I said the word surprise.
Oh, you did, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Well, how about just like an example that wouldn't ruin the...
I'll fucking rip out your throat with my bare hands.
But not actually, because we want to keep the appearance of surprise up. So it'll be something on that same level.
Yeah.
You should be as scared, but
can't predict it. I wasn't raised in captivity. I've developed this killer instinct like that. I'll rip your fucking throat out, dude. I'll do it for a nickel. I'd do almost anything for a nickel, dude. That's 1/20th of a dollar.
Alex is incredibly scared of humans. Like, he goes instantly into fight or flight, and more often than not, he chooses fight.
I choose fight.
Especially if a nickel's involved.
Yeah, if you tell me there's I will seriously do anything for a fucking nickel.
He'll fucking shit himself right on the fucking spot if he has to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have the utmost control. I will blast out poo gas with maybe some extra doo-doo attached if I have to.
Throw in their face. Will you throw in their face like a monkey?
No, dude, I'm not some and that's what separates me from the monkeys. I don't throw my poop.
I will use it as a weapon, but I will not throw it.
I will blast it out of my ass, but I will not pick it up and throw it at you.
That's admirable.
That's pretty much it. Condors are fucking extremely interesting. California condors. I think it's just really interesting. I mean, so their numbers have increased by a large margin. Like to date, like from the 27 they used to be to date, I think there's around 500, and that's in captivity and in the wild. I think it's like more. I think more in captivity, but there's like, you know, they're getting their numbers back up. But is it really worth it when they don't have? They're not the same animal anymore because you've raised them with a leather fucking glove that looks like their parents.
I think they'll revert back to their primal instincts in like a generation or two.
Yeah, but they didn't develop primal instincts. There are no primal instincts to know because they weren't raised primally. They were raised in a cage being fed by a puppet until they were old enough to go out on their own.
Well, they're called instincts because you're born with them, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not, I mean, I guess so, but maybe it overrides it when you don't
Life finds a way.
Oh, that doesn't even make sense in that context.
Yeah, they're like the survival, like maybe some of them will die off because they can't handle it, but I'm sure other of them will be like, hey, we need to eat.
Well, I don't think they're not going to really die off. They're carrion feeders. They just eat on dead corpses that they find.
All right.
Yeah, it's probably better than them all being extinct, but I mean, who are we to say? You know, it might end up being worse for them. It might be a torturous life.
Mm-hmm. How dare we play God?
Exactly.
Cali, Connie, Connie.
And it's like, why not, why not, like, if you're going to bring them back from the brink, why not put some real effort into it? And all you have to do is not steal the babies and let the condors raise them on their own. Just help them live. Maybe do other things like, you know, work on the urban sprawl or the fucking poisoning or the poaching. Yeah, maybe those things.
Maybe take them out and play catch every now and then, you fucking terrible father.
Exactly. You have to be there for them. It's not like... You know, it's so that these scientists can fucking pat themselves on the back and say, yeah, we saved them. But it's like, yeah, but you kind of created a new creature. It doesn't act anything like the old condor. There is this really interesting story. There was a really well-done article written up about it where a guy, a couple of them that were released back into the wild, this guy had a house out there, and he would like come home every day from work, and they'd be on top of his house like asking for food, like 8 or 9 of them in a group. And he said one day he even came home and they had ripped open the screen door and they were eating his clothes in his house, like his underwear and shit, like 9 condors.
That's kinky as fuck. First of all, I would be scared if I came into my house and I found 9 condors.
But they never used to do this. They were the essence of the wild. They were out there. You would see them. They're these buzzards. They're flying around up in the sun waiting for something to die so they can come down and eat it. They're huge. They get mistaken for airplanes all the time because their wingspan is so large.
Instead of condors, they're just prodors now.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, I mean, I just want to talk about that. I didn't mean to raise so many philosophical and ethical questions, but yes, I did.
You got controversial as hell, bro.
I'm fucking super controversial, my man.
You're so controversial. That's the thing that I like about you in the bedroom.
Thank you.
Like, I'll be like, whoa, 9 out of 10 households wouldn't be okay with it. Like, but I am.
Yeah.
All right. Almost, that's all I
almost
got.
Almost required to vote. Like, that was a very controversial.
Are you passing out stickers afterwards?
You talking to me?
No. Yeah.
I zoned out, dude. I don't even know what we're talking about.
All right, so we're talking about the bald eagle.
Okay. Yeah.
Bald eagle.
Oh, you're doing majestic. An animal? Cool.
Of course.
Tell us about it.
I don't come to animal jams without animal knowledge to spit on all y'all. Come on.
Damn.
You're all prepared up, right? You have all the facts and stuff?
On the bald eagle? Of course.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Dude, spit on me.
What do you guys need to know?
How sexy are they, in your opinion? Sorry to start out with an opinion question.
On which scale are we talking? Are we talking the Richter scale, like the classic 1 out of 10,
I think the Geiger scale.
The Geiger scale? Alright, well, they're clearly at the top, because, I mean, look at them. They're the American mascot.
Uh-huh.
Like, they're actually, mm-hmm. like, the United States of America's bird. Like,
yes. We own that bird. That yes. bird is ours.
Yeah. Like, they're actually... Yes.
They're bald.
They are bald. They have feathers, but they're bald.
Okay. They're two things at once, which is cool.
I mean, if you need me to explain it, then you don't deserve to know. Like, that's as much as I could tell you.
Damn.
That's pretty good. Where was the last place you took one out on a date?
Outback Steakhouse.
Oh, shit.
So smart. So smart.
Of course. Steak? Burger?
That's almost cannibalistic, right? That's an alpha move, I think.
Well, I mean, that's what bald eagles eat. That's what they enjoy.
That's fair.
I feel like, don't they just, like, kill animals? How come... Back to this ethics question, how come the animals are allowed to kill their animals and they don't go to jail?
That's what I'm saying.
You know, another thing that bothers me, are you guys church going lads? Have you been to church? Have you been to confession?
I've been to church and I've been to confession, but I do not do that anymore regularly.
But
sorry,
you,
God.
Brandon?
I'm probably on a similar.
But do you guys situation. Understand the concept of confession?
Yeah.
I was thinking about this the other day. Imagine if you go to confession, and the guy's like, I just killed my wife. And the priest was like, okay, dude, that's going to be 200 Hail Marys, dude. You can't get communion again until you say the fucking Lord's Prayer 200 times. What can you do for that?
You mean
for forgiveness?
Like an easy way.
Like if
to
a guy comes in,
out?
No. What if a guy comes and says, like, I killed someone? Like, you know, confession is they give you penance for.
Yeah, they do.
Like, what can he do if a guy says, I came in and I murdered someone? Like, can you get? Because he just say, like, oh, yeah, say 200 prayers? I don't understand the hierarchy of prayer.
They probably
situations.
Also, like, suggest time of meditation and to, like, think on what they've done, I would imagine.
I'd be all like, oh, no, the Lord has spoken. You at 7 o'clock on Tuesdays, you will now do my dry cleaning. My house is dirty.
And then, otherwise he's talking like a ghost, dude. He's not a seance. He's just talking to him in confession.
You will donate to the church.
You will give me some of your money.
Gaze deeply into the holes between us.
And then he's like, and he says, come over here and get your communion. But that's spelled C-U-M, communion. And the priest does gay sex to him. For penance.
I mean, if it's for penance, it's
straight, yeah.
Yeah.
And then they say, it's getting you closer to God.
Yeah. I mean, there's really no more noble of an act.
Than having sex with a priest?
For God.
Yeah, if it's for God, I mean, how could you...
If you're doing it
how
for
could you
God.
Someone? You know how, like, they say, oh, God doesn't approve of gay, but, like, if they're gay for God, I mean...
Yeah.
That's the gray area where you can lie.
What if...
Look, if I'm just doing the thing that I am best at for God, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Maybe that's where I shine in life. Maybe that's why I was put on the earth.
How do we know God's not gay?
Yeah.
I mean, he probably...
How do we...
I mean, anything he does is for religious reasons, so, I mean...
Yeah.
He could be whatever he wants.
You think he didn't, like, reward his early followers? A little bit of, like, you know, worship me, I'll jerk you off.
Is that all it takes?
That's
well, yeah,
all
sure,
takes,
sure.
Though.
Yeah, I'll worship you. Yeah.
Yeah. What's your name? God.
Okay. Yeah. How do you spell that? G-O-D?
G-O-D?
Oh, you, and you made the earth too, right? Oh, cool. Yeah,
oh
yeah,
shit,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
Thanks for that. Yeah, definitely.
Whatever you say.
So how about that hand job?
Spread the word. Yeah.
So how about that hand job, dude? My penis is. I want you to churn me like a butter.
Look, God, I've been coming here every Sunday, you know, for the last 3 weeks for these hand jobs. I was just wondering, like, you know, could you mix it up a little bit? Like,
do you think,
know,
like, are we a thing now? Like, are we exclusive, God?
I mean, it says right here that I love you and you love me and you are my father, so.
That sounds like a Barney rhyme.
That's how God commissioned the Bible.
Is Barney God? Oh shit.
Barney fucking jerks off people on the weekends.
Mm-hmm.
Like, believe in me.
I would do it.
I'll give you a reason to believe. I'll make you believe right now.
Yo, listen to this story. I was just thinking about this. When I was at work the other day, I was like making fun of this girl for having a small purse, and then I was like, what do you got in that thing? A magnifying glass? I just picked a random item that I thought would be funny. The girl sitting next to her legitimately pulled a magnifying glass out of her purse. I was like, what the fuck is going on right now? Are you Sherlock Holmes? Why do you have this?
Am I about to fucking go on an adventure?
Yeah, who the fuck has a magnifying glass? Are you burning ants to death in your free time? Who has this? She had one in her fucking purse. It was nuts.
You actually...
You never know when you're going to need to solve a mystery.
You were talking to Daphne from Scooby-Doo, actually.
She's like... I turn around, she's like following my footsteps around, bent over at a 90-degree angle with it.
It's like, were you wearing that orange handkerchief earlier?
Like, why am I being investigated? You should be investigating 9/11.
Am I wearing a mask right now? Oh.
Damn, imagine people say investigate 9/11, you just see a picture of a bunch of people wearing Sherlock Holmes clothes at Ground Zero with magnifying glasses.
Like, where did you even get all these magnifying glasses?
Oh, shit.
I carry them on my person all the time. Duh.
I have one in each pocket, just in case.
I have an extra one here. I always come with an extra in case somebody forgot theirs.
There's a guy that sets up like a sales stand. He's like, get your magnifying glasses.
It's like a guy walking around at a ballpark. So he's like, got hot dogs, got magnifying glasses. Get them here. Hot and fresh.
Ice cold beer, freshly clean magnifying glass.
Used only once.
This one is used by Sherlock himself.
It's like Sherlock Bigsby or something, some random.
Yeah, there's no one named Sherlock anymore.
My dog Sherlock, he used it
to
solve a mystery.
He used it to find and eat a bird's corpse in my backyard. I like this voice.
Find it, he did.
We should do this. You should do this yelling ballpark vendor voice more often. It's pretty good.
It is.
Get your gay sex here. Come here. Do gay sex for research. It's not gay. We're just going to fuck each other and see if we like it.
You like God? We got that too.
I got nothing.
Come on, Matt. You got to give us something. Let's see what you got. Come on.
Cali Connie Commies.
No.
Coming to a store near you.
Try again. You got to put some enthusiasm into it.
Do I say the same thing?
Yeah, try it again, but with like a real...
Cali Connie Cummies! Get your cummies anytime, any day! 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, we have Cali Connie's cummies, and you can buy them!
For an extra $2.99, get your leather hand puppet condor head!
We also accept gay sex as payment. It's not gay if it's for payment.
If you're paying me with your asshole.
You're just trying to buy Cali Connie cummies. What's gay about that? Nothing.
All right. Well, we're about an hour. Let's wrap this thing up.
Let's put a bow on it.
Are we doing a battle royale? I don't really want to.
What a bow on it. I mean, I think the eagle would defeat my animal.
Yeah, I think the eagle would defeat my animal as well. So fuck it. Let's give the newbie a shout out. Brandon, you're familiar with the podcast. You want to do a shout out? You've earned it.
All right. I want a shout out to my country. Born and raised, United States of America. We got the very best mascot ever, the bald eagle.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what else can you ask for, right? Burgers, fries, steaks, we got it all.
Apple pie.
Apple pie is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Crime.
Other countries don't have this stuff.
Crime, obesity.
Yeah.
Wait,
that
makes
us diverse.
Brandon,
you're American?
Yeah.
You look extremely Armenian.
You're very swarthy.
You're hairy.
You guys
dark and hairy.
You guys are making lies up. I'm American.
No. You look like if you see a human and you think that guy's probably a werewolf, that's what you look like.
Yeah. I mean, Alex is looking at you right now.
No, he's in the other room.
Oh, no.
Yeah. He's in the other room.
I'm sure your memory's good enough.
I love the way Brandon looks. I think about him all the time. That's
I have
right.
a confession to make. I have dreams about Brandon.
This is in a very straight way. I think about you for research, about the symmetry of your face.
Sorry. Sometimes I just want to know that, like, if I would like it before I even try it.
All right, dickheads. If you want to check us out on social media, you can go to facebook.com/animaljampodcast. Give us a like. You know, check us out. Please like it. Give us reviews if you want to. You know, help us out. Reviews help. Go on iTunes and give us reviews and shit. Talk to us on Facebook. We appreciate it. If you're on Twitter and that's easier for you, we're at Animal Jam Show. If you want to email, that's cool too. AnimalJamPodcast@gmail.com. You know the deal. Thanks for having us. We're happy to be here. We hope we're making you laugh and teaching you about animals and about life.
Email us some questions, and we'll definitely go through those and answer some of those on the air.
I'll do whatever you want. I'll do anything you ask me if you email
anything
to me.
For
a nickel.
For our fans. It's not gay if it's for our fans.
Or for a nickel, yeah. Okay. Last words, boys. Let's go around table. Brandon?
Bye.
Matthew?
Yes.
Caw-caw! That's the condor. Good night, everybody. Good night.